Hey, all you listeners, before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to take care of a couple legal issues and a little forbearance of what you're about to listen to. Some podcasts are somewhat explicit and touch on some harsh topics when it comes to the mental health field. Listener discretion is advised. Also, for the legal purposes and the protection of our show and guests, we'd like to also remind you that all these stories that are shared by everyone on air are alleged events that have occurred. Please keep that in mind. And again, we enjoy having you here. So welcome and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, how's it going today? Please come in, join me. This podcast is an open door for those seeking a little hope that'll spark a fire. This is Spread Hope Like Fire, the podcast. I'm your host, Tony the Beat. I bring this show to you every Thursday. Every Thursday of every week. I'll get into that in a little bit and let you know why I'm changing up the format, but please, I encourage you all to come in and join me. I've got a really special guest today. I'd like to also mention that you can obtain this podcast several ways. iTunes, the Google Play Store, SoundCloud, Overcast. You can even listen to it on YouTube if you'd like. Some ways that I ask you listeners to support this podcast is rate it, review it, Facebook it, Instagram it, Snapchat it, text it to a friend, Twitter it. Let's get this bad boy out there. Let's get this message across to everybody. Let's build this community. Also, I'd like to mention that this is a listener-supported podcast, which is supported by lovely listeners like yourself. Be sure to head over to the Patreon account and become a patron. That's patreon.com/spreadhopelikefire. Well, I'm getting bogged down with a lot of my schoolwork, and it's getting more intense, and I'm having to focus more on school, so I'm cutting back on the podcast, unfortunately. I'm going to have to focus more on my schooling as of right now, and hopefully I can bring back the Tuesday episode. So from here on out, the format's going to change a little bit. I'm going to go from Tuesdays and Thursdays to only Thursdays, and hopefully that works out better. So for this Thursday, I'm going to have a guest. Next Thursday, I'll be solo on my own. So I'm going to incorporate the Tuesday show into Thursdays, and every other week I'll have a guest on, if that makes any sense to you. Also, I'd like to share that my book is now available, even though it is actually sold out. I'm very honored that I had a sellout within the first 2 hours of, no, the first hour and 15 minutes of it being released on Amazon. So if you're looking to find the book, you can go on Amazon right now. I know that Barnes & Noble will start carrying it and other outlets, but for right now, it's only on Amazon. It is sold out, but you can still pre-order ahead of time to get your copy once they restock them. That's Spread Hope Like Fire. It's a 40-day motivational book designed for you to read a chapter a day. It's very short. It's an encouraging message that I'm trying to put out there, and an encouraging way that I felt that I could reach more people is through a book, a motivational daily motivational reading book. And so, like I said, it's sold out right now, but if you head over to Amazon.com and search Spread Hope Like Fire, put my name in there, Tony Garcia, you'll find it and you can actually order it. It's on back order. So back order it and you'll be the next in line to get the next batch of books that printed up.
And I'd like to mention that I am in talks with a couple companies to do a book signing. So I will be doing a book signing probably at the end of August in San Luis Obispo, California. So if you're interested in that, you can also obtain the book when I do the book signing. So that's another way we can connect and get the book and possibly meet in person. I think that would be a really cool thing to do. So just keep that in mind.
On this week's episode, I am very honored to have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim, the Santa Maria running man. Everybody knows a little bit about Tim. They see him running and they see him zigzagging in and out of traffic. And everybody has that one question. What's that guy doing? I'm honored that I finally got to sit down with him. I know when I started this podcast, he was one of the people that I really wanted to get on this podcast. And I'm so thankful that I had the chance and opportunity to sit down and talk with him. I'm going to get into his story on what motivated him to run when he started running. He's going to share, you know, a lot about himself, and hopefully you can take something away from this and get to know Tim a little bit better and get to know him more candidly, and not just as the Santa Maria running man, but as a man that's living out his dream right now. And I'm so honored that he was able to come on the show and share what he is struggling with, how he's getting through it, his recovery and his sobriety, and his future goals. And so I want to throw it over to our interview that we sat down to do today. And hopefully everybody enjoys it. And I will see you after the interview.
Hey, this is Tim, the running man. You're listening to Spread Hope Like Fire.
We've got a special guest today. Very special. I'm very inspired by him. I see everybody knows the man, the myth, the legend. Tim,
how you guys doing?
He's here today. He's gonna share a little bit about his story. Everybody wants to know the famous question: why does he run? Why does he run like that? And we're gonna just get into it. We're gonna chat, have a little discussion, get to know Tim better. Tim's joined with his marketing consultant, Frank. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us here. We really appreciate you taking the time to interview the SM Running Man.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate this. This chance to get my story out there a little bit more.
So I'm going to start right off the bat. Why do you run? And why do you run like that? The way you do? Everybody knows your style. It's a little parkour, it's fun. It's fun to watch you run.
Yeah. It's definitely different. It's original. It's a bit of parkour mixed with sprinting, I would say, you know. And a little bit of car dodging here and there, you know, but I've actually toned it down a bit. Yeah, I grew up in Santa Barbara surfing. So, you know, I grew up at the beach and I love the ocean. That's, you know, that's my main pride and joy is the love for the ocean and just surfing in general. It's just, and I started, you know, riding waves, you know, you S and you turn. So when I started running, I kind of, you know, did the same thing with it.
Incorporating,
just kind of like surfing, but without a skateboard, just kind of doing my zigzagging and S-ing. And I don't know, I got bored with running straight, to tell you the truth.
Just running to have fun.
Yeah, and I just, I can't explain the natural endorphin, the rush I get off of it. It's better than any other high that I've ever had, you know. And, you know, it's just, sometimes it's a little dangerous how I run, but, you know, the cops have had to talk to me a few times and tell me to mellow it out, but, they're cool because basically I'm not doing anything wrong. And, you know, and the majority of the town knows me, and it's just nice, you know, nice when I'm running down the street and I see people driving, and it makes me feel good to put smiles on faces.
Yeah. I've honked at you quite a few times trying to get your attention. But you're so focused when you're running,
and it's
like you're just like in that zone. You can see that passion that you have for running, and
a lot of times too. I got my music going. A lot of people ask me what type of music I listen to. I listen to very fast, aggressive music. It's a punk rock.
Hey, punk rock, man. What do you listen to?
A lot of older punk rock too. A lot of NoFX.
Okay.
Bad Religion.
That's my childhood right there.
Yeah,
I listen to punk rock.
AFI. I grew up enjoying just with surfing and the punk rock. It kind of went hand in hand.
Okay.
You know, but that's where the alcohol and the drugs came in too. That's part of my story too. I am an addict.
Oh, okay.
So. But I'm in recovery.
You're in recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
I want people to know that that's one of the reasons why I run too, you know, because I'm it's It's like a coping skill, you know.
It's the maintenance phase of your recovery.
Yeah, yeah. And I do hit meeting. I do go to attend AA and NA meetings, you know, and just trying to spread the message that that I am in recovery, and anybody that that has a problem with alcohol and drugs, there's ways to better yourself. You know, I mean, mine is the running, you know. Everybody's got their different way of dealing with it, because I mean, you can be sober and clean and be miserable. I've seen that too, you know. And I my whole thing is just I just want to inspire this town and be a positive figure in this town.
That you are. When people always bring up negative things about Santa Maria, especially online, when I see it, there's a lot of comments about how bad our town is or how right. terrible things are here. And quite a few times I've seen comments, well, we've got Tim the running man, but I mean, you're an inspiration, dude. Yeah. I mean, you're a town hero.
I don't want to say that. I mean, that. Thank you for
to me, you are.
I feel that makes me feel good. But the thing is, it's like the way I see it now, you know, if there's, you know, over 100,000 people that love what I'm doing, there's always going to be that, you know, people to say, oh, we don't like what he's doing, just to be different.
You can't listen to the naysayers or the people that have something negative to say. I mean, if we listen to people that had that negative stigma or whatever they want to put on what we're doing, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing what we love.
Right. Right. So, you know, and it's crazy. I feed off the energy of the crowd of people with the one I'm running, you know, when I'm at an intersection. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. You know, when I see everybody looking at me and they're like, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? You know, I get goosebumps and I get a rush off of that too. You know, so, you know, I do like the attention, I admit, you know.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where I've missed my light because I'm watching you at the corner, just getting amped up, ready to run. And yeah. It's like, oh, wait, I got people honking behind me. I'm like, no, wait, you got to wait.
Yeah.
Tim's going to take off running right now. So,
yeah. And it's one thing. I don't want people to take their eyes off the road because I'm being such a distraction.
That's
the way
a good
I
point.
Run, you know, yeah. And I have toned it down a bit, you know, Frank.
I've been mentoring him, you know.
Yeah.
I want people to know that, you know, Tim is a great guy. And I met him, you know, I wasn't supposed to go to the farmer's market, but something told me to go there.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine was there and I saw Tim and I said, wait a minute, this is the running man. Let me talk to him. So I started talking to him and I've been able to coach him a little bit with life skills because he runs a lot, but he never really interacts with a lot of people because he's always focused. And even myself, I've been doing sales for over 15 years. I've worked in radio, television. I own my own pawn shop. And, you know, I was amazed at what he did. And even myself, I learned from him because amazingly, and can I say this, he runs about 16 miles a day. 17
really?
Miles.
Really?
Yeah.
17 miles a day. And I tell him, how do you do it, man? And, you know, he says, you know, I run to the next. I don't focus on the 16, 17 miles. I run from light to light. And you know what? And that's really helped me grow in a way that sometimes we're so worried about the destination that we don't enjoy the ride. And we don't focus on going to the next light and going to the next light and going. Before you know it, you'll be at your goal. And, you know, if you focus on, well, I have to do 16 miles a day, you probably will be discouraged. You don't want to do it.
17 miles.
17 miles. Yeah. I say 16 because it's unbelievable, man. 17 miles a day. And so I sponsor him with products. I mean, I do. I have a side gig going on. And I help him with protein and energy drinks and because he needs it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a lot of running. I mean.
Yeah, he needs
walking
it.
Walking here to the car, I'm tired.
Yeah. You know? And, it's like he was saying. It's just with life, you know, that's the way I started looking at it with the running. Like when I'm way down at Waller Park, I'm not thinking about where, you know, I have to be up at Morrison right there, you know, and at the Santa Maria Inn, I just take it block to block. And Frank just said, that's how you need to take your life and think about the future. Just take it, you know, baby steps. And that's what we're doing right now. That's what I'm focusing on. My main focus right now is to, get permanent housing, get a vehicle and, you know.
You sure you want a car?
You'll have it parked most of the time.
I know, right?
I don't want to take that from it, but you know, I have family down in Santa Barbara that I still need to just be nice to, just go back and forth and communicate with them, and just for yeah, have vehicles so I could go to the beach and surf, you know, because, you know,
there you
so,
go.
You know, cause you know, I had a pretty good, when I was a kid, I competed, you know, not professionally, but I competed in the amateurs and, I did pretty good. And somewhere along the lines, the, you know, my, the alcohol and the drugs were, it's a genetic thing. You know, my mother and my father were both, addicts.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. So growing up, they were, my parents were separated. I know my parents loved me a lot, you know, but, you know, I went through some stuff. I'm just going to say right now. My mother hung herself when I was 18, right when I graduated out of high school. And that kind of like, I didn't know how to react to that. So I started medicating big time with alcohol and with prescription drugs, you know. And my dad, instead of coaching me to not do it, my father was more like a friend, mm-hmm. you know, growing up with, which, and he loved me and I loved him, but the way we interacted, it wasn't like father and son. It was more like a friendship. You know, let me drink with, I would drink beers with him at a very young age. He gave me my first Vicodin. So kind of like somewhere along the lines, you know, I lost faith. You know, I do believe in God and Jesus. You know, I believe that Jesus died for our sins, and mm-hmm. I did ask the Lord in my heart. We know when I was a kid, and when my mother did that to herself, I lost faith. And I just looking at society in general and seeing all the negative things that go on, and you know, I was like, why does God let this stuff happen in this world? You know, there's people are so mean and cruel to each other, and it's crazy, you know. But you know, Frank was telling me, and as well as other people, that's the free will that he has given us,
right?
You know, so
I've had my struggles. I've shared on the podcast a lot that I'm coming around to this spiritual awakening. It's a strange thing. Would you agree that when you come back to God and you come back to Jesus, weird positive things start happening? And it's a weird way of him letting you know that he's been there the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, I know. It's just, I know there are good people. I mean, for a while there, I would, you know, I would just run every day and I wouldn't talk to anybody. You know, I just had my punk rock music and, you know, and have that mindset of fuck the world, basically. I don't, was that okay to say?
That's fine. Go ahead, buddy.
You know, and I know that's not the right way to be, you know, and because, you know, in my eyes, I was like, I would just see so much. I see a different perspective when I run through the city of Santa Maria than somebody driving, you know. I see, you know, from my eyes, I see a lot of stuff that people don't see, and you know, and there's a. I'm not saying this town is bad, but you know, it's it makes me I just get upset, you know, when I see these people struggling that are on the streets, and then I see these other, you know, well-off people going through the drive-thru at Starbucks. I can't save, I want to help people, you know, that's my goal, you know, and I think I'm doing that with my running.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that we wouldn't be here doing this podcast if it wasn't for your running.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that, I mean, I started this podcast just to help one person. That was my goal. Help one person. And, you know, I think I've met that goal and surprisingly succeeded and surpassed what I thought I was going to do. I just thought I was going to have my mom listening.
Yeah. And now look at you. That's
and,
cool.
And it gives me an opportunity to meet really unique individuals that I think push back that darkness that we see in the world. There is so much darkness, but I think the light overtakes it still. And
right.
Just by simple things. Just like you're running.
Yeah.
This podcast. And the view that you have, I've expressed quite a bit on. It's all about the journey in life. People are too focused on getting to their destination, because when you get to that destination, you're not going to be happy.
Right.
Because what's next?
Right.
And you've missed every single thing around you.
Yeah.
And so
That makes sense.
It's very at a loss for words.
Well, it's educational in a way. It teaches us that, you know, that's really how life is. And, you know, I really feel a connection with Tim because, you know, growing up, you know, it wasn't as hard as he had it, but people have a misconception of nowadays. They'll judge you without even knowing what you're about of what you've gone through. And society is really cruel, man. I mean, if you're not the right weight, height, or whatever, you don't fit in. And then you become an outcast. And I think that, you know, people got to be able to see past that. A lot of people, you know, myself included, was wondering. I knew he wasn't crazy, but I was like, what's going on? Why is he... I love how he runs. And I used to joke around with my wife and say, hey, babe, look at him. He's you know, he's got a six pack. He looks really good. That's going to be me one day. He's like, yeah, well, you should start running now, right?
Or join him.
But, you know, so I feel a connection to him because a lot of people have, I think we've all been judged and we've all been labeled in a way, and we can't please everyone. But if we can learn to get along and really get to know each other on this fake Instagram world, fake Facebook, you know, this social antisocial, and really get to know each other, we would be better off, you know, and we would have a much fulfilling life rather than waiting for those likes because hair is perfect. But, life is not perfect. We wake up and our hair is not perfect, but I feel that connection with him, and that's why I feel compelled to help him out. And a lot of people are going, well, what are you getting out of this? I said, I might be getting some brownie points in heaven. What can I actually get from Tim other than his friendship, which is more valuable than, because I'm blessed. I'm well off. And, I'd rather have a friend like Tim than have 100 fake ones because he's a true friend.
Yeah. I mean, you bring up social media and we're so connected now as opposed to when I grew up in the 90s, it was, you had to pick up the phone to call someone.
Me too.
The pay phone.
Well, that's why, I want to say something real fast about the social media thing. I used to really down talk people when I'd see, walk into a restaurant or the mall or for instance, and everybody, nobody's even communicating with each other. Everybody is looking at their phone, like Frank said, looking at how many likes. And, I would just like, before I had my Instagram, I would really like despise it, but now I'm almost just as guilty of it too. It's an addiction.
He's on his phone right now. No, I'm just kidding.
It's just with the, I have that addictive personality. It's like before I post a share, it's like I get goosebumps. Like, okay, here it goes. It's like that's a rush right there.
Yeah.
How many likes? How many people? It's crazy,
It's actually an addiction. I think it is. I think it's an addiction now. It's in the DSM, Diagnostic Medical Book. And so
people need to be careful with that, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, because if somebody doesn't like a picture or you don't get the likes, oh, wait, the last one had 500. This one's got 200. What did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. And it doesn't really matter. But people get that rush and they're always looking for that next. It's like an addiction. You want that next high, that next level.
Yeah.
And looking forward to that next post. But, I tell Tim, hey, Instagram, in a way, it's there, but don't get so focused on the likes. If people follow you or unfollow you, it's not your fault. And because people can become depressed if they start losing followers or they don't get as many likes and they go to extremes. I mean, I've seen people on YouTube where they'll do extreme parkour and they end up dying.
Yeah.
Because somebody challenged them and they're looking for that next high and they end up dying. I don't want this guy to be doing anything like that.
Because I do overanalyze I overthink stuff, which I'm trying to break that pattern too. And I do wonder what's going to happen in the future. But, right now I'm just taking it day by day, and I do. People ask me too, do I work? I don't have a paying job, but I do service work every night, seven days a week. Every night at the Good Samaritan shelter, I work in the kitchen. I interact with the different groups that come in to help feed the homeless. So that makes me feel good. Just being of service. That's one thing. When you're in recovery, you're taught to be of service, or do something, do a good thing, and don't tell anybody about it. Just be positive.
It's good. It may not be a pain job, but it's a pain job. It's good for your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and
that's what it comes down to.
And I get to eat as much food as I want.
Oh, there you go. Win-win.
And he needs those extra calories, man, because 16, I'm going to Google that. 17 miles, how many calories do you need?
Yeah.
You know?
Someone needs to get you an Apple Watch and
I used a Fitbit. I used one of those 3 days in a row. Yeah, we're trying to meet. Yeah, trying to get one of those for
Fitbit,
a sponsorship.
If you're out there and you're listening, anybody's associated with Fitbit.
Yeah, sponsor me, please.
This dude, he needs it. We're interested to see what...
how many calories
what
he
he's burning every day.
But I was burning... I took three different routes when I did use one. I used one... My therapist let me use hers. And I wound up at 17 miles for all 3 days. I took three different routes, and I was burning like over 4,000 calories.
That's all.
Putting in over 40 or 50 steps.
Well, 3,500 calories equals a pound. So you would be a pound of fat. So you, that no wonder, it's no wonder you're so lean and so, you know.
Yeah.
So you look good, Tim. You know, maybe.
Yeah, and I want to say shout out to all the people in Santa Maria in general. Yeah. Not
I supported
just,
you.
You shared a little bit about your past, and I grew up too. I think most of us grew up with some sort of an addictive parent. I mean, my dad was a raging alcoholic, raging drug addict, and a lot of the times I've shared before a few stories, but I mean, there were times where we were living in a hotel room because you know we're homeless. And At a young age, I was in like third grade, fourth grade, and it's crazy what addiction will do to you and the lows that you get. And I mean, looking back now, I know that, you know, I was angry at my dad for a lot of the things he did, but you know, I've forgiven him, and I think he did what he did because that's the best that he could do.
Right.
And you know, I can't look down on him for the things that he did do because, I mean, he had his struggles. We all have our struggles, and addiction comes with a big stigma that it's hard to break. And like you, people all the time probably think you're crazy, or they have these pre-stigmatized thoughts of why you're running. He's got to be out there. Yeah. And it's like, no, dude.
If
you're addicted and you're wanting drugs, you're not going to be running.
I've had people come up to me and say, I thought you were high as a kite. You know, and I just tell Tim,
you know, that there's times where he's told me that there's a lot of good people in Santa Maria, and there are.
Yeah.
Plenty of good people that have given him thumbs up, and they've actually helped him. You know, with a donation or something, they'll just pull over. And there's people that have cussed him out. Cool. And he's told me, and I said, Tim, don't get into a fight because that's probably what they want. And just smile and wave, kind of like those penguins from Madagascar. You know, smile and wave, boys. Yeah. Just smile and wave. There's nothing you can do. Just don't get into it. But, you know, because it's hard when people, you know, label you and they scream at you, hey, you're a human being, man. You want to sometimes
snap back.
You snap back, but you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, I've toned it down on the comments, you know, just stuff that doesn't need to be said. You can think what you want, but just don't say it. You know, I mean, because it's not right. You know, I just want to be a, you know, positive and productive member in the society and inspire. Like I said it before. Hopefully I can inspire people, you know, with the running. So
you've already inspired at least one person right here. Frank.
I have kids coming up to me all left and right now all day long that it makes me feel good. They look up to me, you know, and that's why I have to be a positive member
of society.
In society, you know, I can't be throwing tantrums just because I can't get a song on my phone. You know,
that's hard. That is hard, though. I get technology's crazy.
Yeah, so you know, no more throwing tantrums in public, and just be, you know, be respectful. And if somebody flips me off, I could just do a smiley face at them.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if you see Tim, give him a thumbs up. I don't know why, in your right mind, you would flip him off or even cuss him out. I mean, this dude's doing some amazing things, and I mean, last I seen him, I was at the gym, and I, like, hopped off a machine, took off running down the street after him.
Can we tell how we met? Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, yeah, so me and Tim, I was at the gym, and Tim was right. I had Tim at the top of my list of people I wanted on this podcast. He was number one. And every time I tried to find Tim and start looking for him, I could not find you.
Yeah.
I would drive up and down different streets that I have seen you on, and I'm like, where is this guy? When I'm trying to find him, he's nowhere to be found. And then you popped up, and I ended up hopping off the stair.
Yeah, I think I ran past right the window.
Yeah,
the
you
window
ran past the window by InShape, and I ran out the door, and I'm like, hey, buddy. You turned around, and so I...
And I almost didn't even hear him.
Yeah.
He had his headphones on.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And then
he's like, oh, I just got this phone, dude. I don't even know how to work it. And I'm like,
And that phone was actually one of his first sponsorships.
Yes, one of my sponsors. Can we?
He's on 109
West Main.
West Main.
Boost Mobile.
Boost Mobile.
Yeah, they're sponsoring me. Okay. Shout out to Juan at 109 West Main.
Thanks, Juan. I mean, that's...
Yeah, without that, you know, I wouldn't have... My Instagram wouldn't be possible.
You got a free phone, and it's paid all year.
I have free service for a year.
It's good people like that you know, keep the world going and keeps the world positive, and it's... If you're wanting to sponsor Tim, I mean, he's got an Instagram. It's... what is it again?
SM Running Man.
That's right. SM Running Man.
So should we... Tell them about if a business wants to post something.
Yeah, if a business wants to, because the last, let me tell you, so we got Juan to do it. Mm-hmm. We had a limo, and, most people were they were holding back on the donations, but, you know, some people are generous. But what we did is I've realized that, you know, the posts that he's doing, they're reaching over 2,000 people. And me being in media, you know, I work for Univision. I got a training for it. Okay. I know that views are worth money. And I told Tim, you know, you can't live off of a hat.
And
you can't
taco.
Live off of a taco or somebody giving you a stick of deodorant. I mean, you can't, whatever they want to give you. I mean, it sounds funny, but people, you know, I said, you are trying to get out and our goal is for you to get your own place. I can bring them over to my house. That's not the point. But, you know, Timmy says, hey, Frank, I want to take care of my own. I want to carry my own weight. I said, well, the only way to do that is to ask them for a donation of $250. You get a free commercial. And they get, the last one we did, a picocito, Mariscos Picocito.
It's reached almost 8,000
views. Almost 8,000 views in 5 days. And so it's well worth the money. It's a good cause. So if anybody's out there and they want to do a commercial, I'm more than willing to schedule it. And all the funds proceeds are going to Timmy. And, and for his advertising.
It's a good cause. I mean, Tim's out here. He's fighting the battle. I don't know if many people know addiction. Addiction is a daily battle.
Yeah, it's a disease. It never, you know, it never goes away. I had somebody comment, oh, well, you're cured now. But you're never cured from this addiction.
It's a daily struggle.
It's a, you know, I mean, the obsession of the use of drugs and drinking has been lifted. I think it took a while. This actually just happened recently. You know, and for a while there, every day I thought about, oh my God, you know, you get these weird urges where all of a sudden you just want to say, screw it. I want to go drink or go use. So, but I got too much on the line now, you know, and I think that's good. You know, I got too many people that are backing me up. So it would, you know, I
can't let them down.
I can't let people, you know, I don't want to let this town down, you know, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, he's got a Santa Maria City hat on right now.
Yep.
I mean, he's representing our town. And I wouldn't want anybody else to be the face of our town but Tim. I mean, what a story that we've heard using and his battle with addiction to on the upswing. And,
right. And my goal is, too, is to compete. With my running too, you know.
We're gonna sign him up. He did the the color run.
Even though
it was a fun run.
This wasn't a competition. It was just a fun. There was a fun run with families. I wanted to practice, and you know, and yeah, I did what I wanted to do. I won it, and it was kind of a practice run for me.
We're looking for a 10K now, and there's
like
sponsors.
Like to do a 10K.
There's sponsors out there too.
Okay. Next. But yeah, that I'm very, you know, just like with when I was younger, when I competed with surfing, you know, I want to do it with my running. It's like, it's pretty cool. I just want to say this too. It's like I'm reliving my childhood dream, with the running now.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy. It's pretty cool.
It's just, when was the first time you started running like this? You remember?
It was the first day.
I remember. It was July of 2013.
Wow.
So, and we're in July now, so.
14, so 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. 5 years exactly. I've been running.
It's amazing.
Running outdoors. I remember because I was running on a treadmill for a while, for 40 minutes a day, and I wore that thing out. Yeah, seriously.
They need a new belt.
I just wore it out, and then I'm just gonna try. And it's a lot different running outdoors, and just on the concrete, and you never know. It's a lot different than running on a treadmill. So, but I don't know. I suggest just for people that are trying to lose weight and trying to stay or just be healthy.
That's me. Just, I'm gonna start following you.
I would just say, not you don't have to run all crazy or do 17 miles a day. You just get outside and breathe the fresh air. Go up to the riverbed, just walk. Just calm. It makes it just it makes you positive. It makes you feel good.
It's breathing in God's air.
Yeah, if you're having a bad day and you're just sitting at home, thinking about everything that's going wrong in your life, and if you're just, it's terrible. You just get out, make yourself get up and go. That's that's what I want to tell people. You naturally feel better. Without getting on any type of prescription drugs too, because my therapist wanted. I'm diagnosed with ADHD. Mm-hmm. That's why I have extra, people like, oh, why are you so hyper? So they wanted to put me on medication, or she wanted to put me on medication, but ultimately it's my decision, and I said, no, the running is my medication.
I like that.
So.
It's your slogan.
It's a natural, yeah. Yeah, sure.
It's natural. Yeah, I should.
Any sponsors? We're going to look for sponsors for that 10K.
Okay.
And where is that at? What?
The 10K.
Well, we're looking for close by. I mean, we can go to Fresno. There's always runs all the time at, there's a website. And so we're trying to see, we want to make this, beneficial for Timmy as well. Mm-hmm. And for other businesses out there. So if anybody's listening, that wants to contribute, and it doesn't have to be just one sponsor. We can put many sponsors. It's not about giving a lot. It's doing micro giving for a good cause. And I think that, acknowledging those people that are doing it, that makes them want to do it again and inspire other people to do it as well. So we're going to look for a 10K. And then eventually he says he wants to do a half marathon and maybe a marathon. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how far this is going to go, but I'm really excited.
So I'm actually practicing on running straight.
Yeah.
as odd as that sounds.
Really?
I've been going to the riverbed with Frank, and I've been running on a straight path. So
have you thought of all doing the zigzag? Have you thought of doing a marathon the way you run?
Actually, that would be
so like.
Well, I was at the end. Or
see,
the
I was doing that in the color run. I was doing what I was kind of swerving and doing the zigzag, it consumed more time.
It does. It consumes more time.
It consumed,
And if he's trying to compete with himself, not with anybody else, he just wants to do the best he can. Well, he's got to run straight, and otherwise.
Well, you know what? Win some, and then just go out there and just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Just do
maybe
what
crossing
you
the finish line.
I was talking to Frank about doing the Spartan. What is it? The Spartan run.
Oh, those are crazy. Yeah. I've seen those.
I'd like to get into that too.
I'll follow you from my car.
Yeah. I'll follow you from your Instagram.
There you go.
Those are crazy. I've had friends that have done those runs, and they're pretty insane. Like, there's barbed wire. There's these wires that they hang that have electricity going through them, and you have to run through all of them. And they're just shocking the hell out of you. And
that's
it's like
crazy.
Nice.
I'm like, yeah, why would
masochist.
You do that? I know. I need to come up with something like that, make some money.
Yeah.
But as we wrap it up and wind down, again, if you're wanting to do, help out, and if you're wanting to support something good and help out just one person. I mean, I keep saying, I started this podcast to help one person. It's Tim. That's who I want to help out, is Tim. Mm-hmm. I mean, You can.
I want to thank you for having me on your show. Thank you for approaching me, and you know, I just really appreciate everybody in this town that is helping me and believes in me, and it just it makes me believe that, you know, that there are good people out there, and there is a God, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. It's just there's good people out there, you know.
You're one of them. You know. Yep. Don't ever
doubt that.
Doubt that you're not one of those good people.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Frank, because without him, I don't know where he's been helping me setting up commercials, interviews,
Instagram,
everything, you know, and just
I seen that just that how Mexican we, restaurant one you did.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the name of them?
It's El Picocito.
Yeah,
and
El Picocito.
Yeah, and he was, you know, he's very generous, and I think
I don't like talking about money. You know, yeah. when people ask me to do something, I already feel flattered. So I don't want to be like, oh, well, I charge that, you know, that's why I have Frank.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to help him.
Yeah.
I want him to, you know, because, you know, he is trying to set himself up. And, you know, with my experience, sometimes I'll tell you a story. Real quick, just doing something positive makes me feel good. Like he runs, you know, I was at the courthouse and I had court, and there was this Hispanic guy, didn't speak English, and he had an $800 ticket, and he says, I wasn't able to pay it on time. I said, don't worry, let me do the talking. So I went to the judge and I said, you know, this man works in the fields, he doesn't speak the language, it's an $800 ticket, I asked for hardship, and they lowered it to $300. And the guy was so happy. He says, I'm gonna go to your store and buy something from you. I never seen him again, but the feeling that I got from helping somebody with my skills, you know, just talking. And, you know, sometimes I want to be able to inspire people as well to help each other. And if we can help one person, you know, don't even worry about who it is. Just help out one person and we keep paying it forward. This world will be a better place. So,
yeah, that's true. So yeah. I want to wrap it up and thank Tim and Frank for joining us on the podcast today and sharing some really good information, some inspirational information. You guys got anything you want to plug?
I want to thank
PNB and Associates, because they kind of were the first people to come at me. And
what do they do?
Who are they? Oh, it's a real estate home.
Oh, real estate.
Yeah. They got me some shoes and a stick of deodorant.
They signed them up for the fun run.
They did register me in the color run, and they're good people. I just want to shout out to PNB and Associates. Shout out to Juan
at 109 West Main. He has Boost Mobile there.
Shout out to Christian.
Chris
Entertainment.
That's his handle. We got.
Is that on that handle's on?
On Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, mine is at Health Wealth Coach.
Shout out to Frank. At Health Wealth Coach.
Okay.
And shout out to El Picocito.
Mariscos
El Picocito.
So all of them you can find all of us on, you go on the tags, and all of the people that are there, they're supporters.
On Tim's?
Most of them, yes, are supporters, and some of them are, you know, followers that love him and support him. And so if you go on his website, you know, just put a little heart, put a little love on there. And,
yeah. Just like it. I mean,
just like it.
You gotta like what this guy's doing. It's better than what most people are doing in this town. I mean, you can't complain. I mean, stop and, you know, give him some inspirational words. Not the bird or, you know, some.
Yeah,
crazy...
no, that hasn't happened in a while. So
okay,
it's, not anymore.
It's been, no. But
So reach out. He is looking for sponsorship, and you know, it's a good cause. I mean, it's gonna keep him going, and you can find him at SM Running Man on Instagram. And just want to thank Frank and Tim for joining us today on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Right. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tim, the man, the myth, the legend, Santa Maria Running Man. I am, like I said, honored to have had him on my show. I'm honored to have been able to share and his experience that he is traveling on right now, this journey that he's on. He's a down to earth guy. He's very, very humble, and like he said, he's out there trying to make a difference through his running. We all are trying to make a difference in one way or another, him through his running and encouragement. He's trying to encourage others and reach out to others that are struggling with sobriety and addiction. And I'm honored that he was able to come on, and I know I keep saying that, and I'm honored that he's making a difference. He is making a big difference, and I hope he reaches those people that he's trying to reach, and I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I know that Tim is out there trying to get sponsorship, so like I said, head over to his Instagram account, SM Running Man. That's SM Running Man on Instagram. Send him a direct message if you're interested in sponsoring him for whatever cause. Every little bit helps. Whatever business you're trying to advertise or whatever it may be, get out there and try and, you know, Frank said, every micro investment it's going to add up to something for Tim. And this guy really deserves it. He's out there. He's trying. He's doing things positive. He's staying positive. He's trying to motivate others. He's trying to be that light within the darkness of our world. And I commend him. And he is a very honorable man. And I just like to thank everybody for listening this week. And I will see you next week on the show. Spread Hope Like Fire is a production of the Spread Hope Like Fire Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit. As always, I like to remind everybody, the things that we discuss upon the podcast are not a substitute or a replacement for seeking treatment and getting professional help. If in fact you are struggling with your mental health, we urge you to please reach out to your community and see which professionals are accepting new clients and get that professional help and talking to that professional that you need. This show is intended as a educational and informational psychoeducation of the field of psychology. For Spread Hope Like Fire and Anthony G, I'm Anthony G, and we will see you later.